The thought the Lord gave me, God Almighty, the King of all the earth. I was thinking about when a lot of times we look at leaders. We're looking at our leaders today and we're seeing decisions that make some people may agree with some and some they may disagree with. But we have a tendency as human beings to look up to a leader, you see. And well, sometimes it's not a good leader. Sometimes it's a good leader. In our Sunday school, we were talking about Joshua and how that he was a good leader. And as long as he lived, he helped the people. He directed them to worship God. He said, you know, you can choose the God of heaven, or you could choose the gods on the of the Amorites, or you could choose these other gods. Choose whom you serve. But he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so he was a good leader because he served God. And sometimes we look at our leaders, we vote for leaders, the presidents, the governor, and all of these people we look to as leaders, and sometimes they are righteous or they'll try to do right, and sometimes they won't. But you know, and I notice, I listen to people that talk and they have all of these political views, and we can get under that stuff if we're not careful, and we can forget who is the real leader, who is the real king. In Europe, they have king and all like that, but God Almighty is the king of all the earth. Yeah. He's above all the kings, above all the presidents, above all the governors, the police chief and all that. We have God Almighty. And you know something? He's not dead. He's alive and well. And he's not weak. There's nothing too hard for him. He can do anything that he chooses to do. And I just came out of that trial. It was so devastating to me. If I'm not careful, I'll be looking at the people, at the prosecutor, at the, you know, defense attorney. But you know what? My eyes need to be on God, and all our eyes need to be on God, because he has the last say. He has the last say. And so, what a privilege it is to have God Almighty to look to. Let's read some scriptures here that will help us to realize how great God is and that he's over all the earth. You know, even I think about, we have natural disasters that are coming our way. You know, tornado in Enid just the other day. All of these things. But we need to realize that God is in control. And he's able to do what we need him to do. Zechariah 14:9. So no matter how great and how powerful a person or leader is, or maybe, they're not above God. So let's get our eyes fixed on God Almighty. You know, I find comfort in that, knowing that God is the God of all the earth. When things don't look so good, and somebody wanna bully you, you know, sometimes you have bullies, right? But even with that, God is bigger than the bully. And he's able to do something about the bully. So we need to be able to look to him. He is King. Isn't that wonderful? He is the King. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
He is our overseer. When we're asleep in our bed, he's there watching over us. Isn't that wonderful? You know, some people are so concerned about somebody breaking in. They have all these cameras and that tell you when somebody's going in and out the door. They have these that maybe might take pictures of who's coming to your door and all this. But I'm thankful to have God Almighty watching me. He watches my door. He watches over us while we're not even conscious of what's going on. He's there. And nothing is too hard for him. He can fix things. When it seems like it can't be done, it can be through him. Anybody got that scripture?
Zechariah what?
14 and 9.
14 and 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name what?
His name what? There's one Lord. One Lord. And we're living in that day right now. There's one Lord. He's king of all the earth. And his name shall be one. Not two, not three, one. Oh, what a precious thought this was for me. Psalms 121 and 1.
I'll lift up my eyes into the hills, and whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Thank the Lord. So, when it looks like there's no way out, we need to get our eyes in the right place.
Yeah.
Sometimes our eyes is all down here. What's happening in this earth? But he wants us to lift up our eyes unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Get our eyes off of the problems. Get our eyes off of the stress and distresses that we see and get it to the hills whence cometh our help. Look up. I was sitting in that court and all that stuff that was being said and all was so devastating. But I had my Bible, my phone, I had my Bible app. So I would start reading some scriptures. And that was my comfort. And that was Psalms 24. The last time I went to court, the Lord gave me this psalm. So I say, let me go back to this one. And I went back to it. We're going to read the whole, from one, all the verses, Psalms 24. This is what God wants us to do, to lift up our eyes to him. No matter what we face and no matter what life brings to us, we can always have him. He gives us hope. He makes life worth living.
That's right.
Sometimes we'll have things and people give up on life because they don't know God. We don't need to give up on life. Let's lift up our eyes to him.
Yes.
He will make life worth living for us. Psalms 24, 1.
Psalms 24 and 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein.
Stop just a minute. All of this is God's. He made it. And not only the trees, the birds, the animals, the everything. Even we couldn't even make this building if it wasn't for God, because we had to get the material from what God made. And he said the earth and all that therein is, it belongs to God. And I'm so thankful to realize it belongs to Almighty God, the King of all the earth. Read on, please.
For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity.
Okay, just a minute. If I have clean hands and a pure heart, I have access to God Almighty.
Yes.
Who's going to ascend into the hill of the Lord? We're not going to go in there living any kind of way. If we sin and do wrong and do evil, we're not going into the hill of the Lord. But if we do the right thing, if we repent of our sins, if we ask God to forgive us of our sins, if we give our heart to Him, if we stop doing wrong, we stop, we cut off the sin business, we have clean hands then and a pure heart. We can ascend into the hill of the Lord. We can claim His promises. We can have access to Him. He will not smell in our assembly if we sin. We will not get close to Him. But if we live right, we will. And He will wrap His loving arms around us and take care of us and shield us from all harm. This is what we get when we live for God. It's worth living for. Read on, please.
Nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek Him, that seek thy face, O Jacob.
This is what we can get. This is what we get. We haven't been sworn deceitfully. Haven't been lying, haven't been trying to be dishonest, but we're living a clean, pure life before God. He requires that. But you know, it's so worth it because we can get the blessings from the Lord and righteousness. We can live righteous. Some people say sin you must and sin you can't help. That's wrong. Because we can help it because of Jesus. And we can live a righteous life in this present world. And so when we do, we can have access to the powerful, wonderful Almighty God.
Amen.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in.
This is the scripture the Lord gave me in that court the first time I went, not this week, the other. And so I went back to it. Lift up your head. Sometimes we want to hang our head when things are going bad, but we can lift our heads up. When we live for God, we can lift it up. Not that we're proud, not that we know everything, but because we have the living Almighty God, the King of all the earth, to support us and to help us. It said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Read on.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Yeah.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. If we're having a battle, we're having a problem, look to Almighty God, the King of all the earth. He is the King of glory. And it's wonderful to have Him. This is what we can do. I want to tell you, if God hadn't been for me, I probably would not be here today because it was enough to take me out. That's the way I felt. I said, I'd rather be at a funeral. That's how bad it was. But lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. So we have a privilege. Remember that song, Sarah? What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. We have a privilege. So, with this God being on our side and being our help, we don't have to be afraid. I'm a natural fearful person. That's my natural makeup. I'm telling you, from a child up, my mother was kind of like that too, actually. And I probably got a lot of it from her. I'm telling you, I used to be so, my dad would drive to the country to see his people. And we had to go over a little bridge. And that was scary to me. Those things were scary to me. I went to Honduras. It's height. You have to deal with height. And you have to deal with water. And one time, Sister Judy, Honduras is very hilly, like. So the road may be here, and then you look on that side, it goes way, way down. You may see some houses way, way down. Sometimes she's missing holes in the road. She would get kind of close to that edge. Now, naturally, that would have done me. That would have been so scary. But do you know what the Lord did? He gave me courage through that. Instead of me just my heart beating fast and all of that, I was able to just bear it. So you see, God is able to help us, even when you're naturally scary. I'm naturally a scary person. All you have to do is get one little four-legged something running in here, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So, but with the Lord on my side, I cannot fear. He takes the fear. He helps me. Now, I still have problems with four-legged creatures. But the kind of fear that takes you can't hardly function, the Lord takes care of that. When I went on that ferry, he took the fear. The ferry going up and down, somebody went on it, but she never had it like I had it, where it come down and hit the water like that real hard. You could hear it. I mean, the ferry goes up. And then when it comes down, it hits the water like that, and you can hear it, and it's all that. And I'm sitting there just as calm. God did that. We don't have to fear because we have God Almighty. Read Psalms 27, 1 through 4.
Psalms 27, 1 through 4. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fall. Through an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should arise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Thank you. So you see, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing, if I have settled it to live for God, I can have confidence in his help in the time of trouble. No matter what level it is, if it's war, some things are designed to take you out of here. But God is able and he will take care of his people. Isaiah 41:10-14. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. We can stand on his promises. When we live right, we can stand on the promises of God. We can take this Bible and believe it and stand on it. And God will see us through. No matter what kind of circumstance we have, God will see us through.
Isaiah 41:10.
Mm-hmm.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be redeemed, shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. How far you want to go?
14.
For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
Look here, I will help thee. You know, sometimes I have trouble getting, like, from my car. You know, if you go to a place downtown, you got to step up on the, you know, you next to the, what do you call it? And you have to step up. What helps me, Samaya will come over and she'll put her arm there. And I find that when I hold on, I don't take her down, but it helps me to get up. The same way with the Lord. You say, he said, I'll take you, he said, I'll take you by the right hand. Isn't that what he said? He will not leave us alone. And if we're needing help, he's right there to take our hand and to help us wherever we go, whatever we do, whatever we're faced with. He's right there. Does it say, I'll take you by the right hand?
I will hold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
He will hold us with the right. He's not going to even let the enemy overtake us. And then he said that all of those is incense against you, they're going to be as nothing. Because of who? God Almighty. God Almighty, the King of the whole earth. Deuteronomy 31:6-8. Let's be encouraged that God loves us. He cares for us. He's our Redeemer. He's our Savior. He's our Master. He's our Lord. He's our King. And he will cover us with his presence. And he will help us. If we give our heart to some people, afraid to give their heart to God. Some people will say, if I get saved, if I give my heart to the Lord, I won't be able to keep it. Is that true? No. Because he will not let your foot slip. God is going to do everything to keep us living for him.
That's right.
31:6-8.
Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
Amen.
And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed.
Thank the Lord. He's not going to fail you. Sometimes you can depend on some people you think you can depend on. And just when you are depending on them, they don't come through. You say, can I ride with you to the store? And you sit there and wait and wait. They're not showing up. You call them, oh, I decided not to go. You have that. But God doesn't do that. When he promises, he fulfills his promise. He'll be there. He's not going to see you in trouble and in a problem and just sleep. He never sleeps. He's not going to see you in a problem and just ignore it. He's going to be right there. And he promised to be there, and he's faithful to his promises. Let's go now to Isaiah 43 and 1. 1, 2, and 3.
Isaiah 43 and 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed
thee. Thou art mine.
But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee.
Notice how he said, when thou walkest through the water, passes through the water, I will be with you. And so when I got on that ferry for the first time, and I start doing stuff, I put one hand on one part and one on the seat to steady myself. And I said, you promised to go with me through the water. And the Lord did. He did.
Yeah.
When we got through with that, there were people, one person had a headache, and some was practically sick. And I have motion sickness normally, but on that boat, no motion sickness. And I've gone now several times. And it's amazing because the natural part of me has motion sickness. But I trust in the word of God. And I told him, I said, you promised to go with me. And one of the young people was kind of put out with me. They couldn't figure it out. They're saying, Sister Claire, I don't know if she says Sister Claire, wants to go back. They couldn't figure it out. But God brought me through. He's willing to bring us through the water. And I don't think it's always physical water.
No.
Sometimes that word water refers to trouble. But he promised to come to go with us through the trouble, through the fire, and all those things. God is our refuge and strength.
Yes.
He's a very present help in trouble. All right. So now let's look at how that God Almighty is our Savior. He's our Jesus. He sent his son to die on the cross that we might be saved, that we might be redeemed back to him. Before Jesus came, people were sin, and then they go repent. And they sin, and they go every year to offer this burnt sacrifice. But Jesus came that to do away with that kind of way of living for him, where we could live free from sin every day. We don't have to sin. We can repent of our sins. God can forgive us our sins, and he can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we've been redeemed back to God. We were away from God, but through Jesus, we're redeemed back to God. Let's read Proverbs 23 and 11.
But our Redeemer is mighty. He shall plead their cause with thee.
The Redeemer is mighty. God Almighty is our Savior and our Redeemer, and he's mighty. Isaiah 47 and 11.
Therefore shall evil come upon thee, thou shalt not know from whence it riseth, and mischief shall fall upon thee, thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know.
I think you have, maybe I gave you the wrong one.
Who said 43 or 47?
47.
47?
Uh-huh.
47 and 11? That's what I read.
Then try 43. I don't know. If not, I'll just leave that. Because sometimes I hit the wrong one.
I am the Lord, and beside thee there is no Savior.
Probably. Yes. Okay. But he is our Lord and Savior. And that's what I went to verify. Psalms 78 and 35.
Psalms 78 and 35. And they remembered that God was their watch, and the high God their Redeemer.
Yes. God is their rock. And the high God their Redeemer. So we just want to show in the Word of God that God is our Redeemer. He's our all in all. And he loves and he cares for us. Isaiah, try Isaiah 47 and 4. I don't know what's with this.
47 and 4. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name. The Holy One of Israel.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, Job 19:25-27. This was another scripture the Lord gave me the other day to encourage me.
Job 25.
19 and 25.
Job 19 and 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth.
Keep, go on to 27.
And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me.
You see, Job was, he had boils from his head to his feet, all over. And he was in a pitiful condition. But he had hope. He said, I know that my Redeemer lives. Yeah. If we have problems, we may be physically in distress, or we may be emotionally in distress. We can claim his promises. He has redeemed me. I'm living for him. I used to be this way, but I'm no longer that way. I'm living for God. And so I can claim, I know my Redeemer lives. When it looked like everything is dark and dreary. And he said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and I shall see him. Read that part right there.
For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon earth. And though after my skin worms destroy his body, yet in my flesh shall I see God.
He had, you can stop there. He had confidence. He didn't, you know, we could say, well, I'll see him when I leave here, when I die. But Job felt that God was, before he even leaves this earth, he was going to see the power of God. And we know that he did. God healed him. He gave him back all his riches. He gave him 10 more children that he lost. He gave back to him. Yet in my flesh, we can have confidence and hope that even when it looks like all hope is gone, we can hope against hope, knowing that my Redeemer liveth. He lives. He's a living God. And I'm going to see him. I'm going to see him. And he did. Now let's move on. We're going to finish up real fast. Go to Isaiah 66, 1 and 2. You know, I want to say this. Sometimes when a dignitary, a person is a king or a leader, all of us don't have access to them, do we? Can you just walk up to King, what's his name, Charles, and just, no, you don't have access to him. But you know what? The God of heaven, we have access to him. We can, he walks with us. He'll talk with us. He'll be there right with us if we're humble. He doesn't walk with everybody. It's the righteous and the humble people that he walks with. Did anybody get that 66, 1 and 2?
Isaiah 66 and 1. Thus said the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me? And where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine and made, and all those things have been. Thus said the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word.
This is who he'll look to. If you are humble and everything, no matter, the earth is his footstool. Heaven is his throne. He's almighty. And yet he looks to those that are of a humble spirit and a contrite heart. So Isaiah 6, 1 to 3.
Isaiah 6 and 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sit upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled with temples. And above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
See, this is God. He is high and lifted up. He's holy, and the whole earth is full of his glory. So we want to see him because he is so mighty and so lifted up. We want to honor him and respect him. Some people do not respect God like they should. They'll use God's name in a curse word. They should never do that because God is over all. They should have the fear of God on their heart. And I'm going to read Isaiah 58 and 15. For thus says the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him that is of a contrite and humble spirit. God will dwell with the humble. He said, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. I'm high and lofty, in other words, yet I dwell with those that are humble and of a contrite spirit. So we want to recognize how great God is, how mighty he is, and he's fully able to do anything we need and to take care of us. And we must have respect for him.
Yes.
And we must be humble in order for him to dwell with us. One more scripture, Revelation 19:11-16.
Revelation 19:11. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and righteousness he doth judge and make war. Up where do you want to go?
To 16.
His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And one of his mouth, and out of his mouth, goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he should rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
And that's who we have, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have him, we serve him, we honor him, we adore him, and he is willing to dwell with us and help us in every time of need. Pray for me.